Greetings there, Tiger sports fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Sports Extra. I'm here with senior basketball player Clayton Black. Clayton, how are you?
Good. Nice to be with you.
Clayton, this is your senior year, and this is your fourth year as a Wittenberg basketball player. What can you say about your career here at Wittenberg academically and athletically?
Well, I mean, Wittenberg is a great place to play at and a great place to be a student at. I mean, I've made so many friends, and being a part of the program here with the Wittenberg basketball team has just been a great experience, and I couldn't have wished for anything better.
So moving toward this season specifically, play kind of started off a little bit slow for the team, a little bit for you. Three losses, I think, in the early part of the season, if that's correct. The teams that really you either should have beaten or at least played better against. What was happening at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of seniors coming back this year and we had coming off a really good season last year, we thought we'd have a better start, but we dropped some early games, some competitive teams, but teams that maybe looking back, we wish we could have at least played better. Maybe can't wish you win or lose them, but at least we wish we could have been a little more competitive and maybe played some solid ball. But we've turned things around now and kind of we've gotten into a groove of who does what and maybe have established kind of our lineup and kind of understanding more of what players really need to do.
Really, that turnaround point must have been Christmas Day. I don't know what you asked Santa for Christmas, but you came back from the Christmas break. You guys played two lights-out games, the first one against Monmouth, the second one against Marion. Just two outstanding performances, especially from you. Double-doubles in both games, I believe. I think Wittenberg Tigers, the men's team, only lost four times in the last 29 years. A very important tournament to win, obviously, and regular season goal for the basketball team. How did your play elevate? What happened? What did you change around? What did the team change around to just come back and play so well?
Well, definitely Christmas break's a pretty important time for our team. It has been every year. It kind of gives us a time to step away from school for a little bit and step away from everybody and kind of really just get bond as a team and really try and focus on our basketball. And I think we just come off that close loss to Otterbein, so we feel like we really need to make a statement, and there's really no better chance to do it than your home tournament, which is a must win for us because it's our place, it's our event, so we got to come out and play well. And right there, personally, some of my play finally turned around there from some previous games that were a little kind of low lights of the season probably, but then everybody else really just kind of stepped it up and decided that we were going to really dedicate ourselves to some of like the defensive end of the floor and really turning around the games.
Yeah, so since the tournament, you guys have played lights out. NCAC play has been great. I think you're ranked, what, number 21 now in the nation?
Yeah, I think somebody had mentioned that.
So really, it's been since the tournament was, I mean, that was the turning around point, as you mentioned earlier. What can you say about the success you've had in the NCAC? Even before the tournament, you were 3-0 going into the tournament. Now, I don't think you've lost a game. As I knock on wood as I say that, of course. What's the key to your success against these NCAC teams?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of experience and there's a lot of talent this year in the league. I mean, last year it was very competitive, but now this year it's kind of evened out and there's a lot of teams who have really proven themselves, and we got some early wins which were definitely good to help boost just our season, but to help boost us into like now this long stretch of conference games. And so hopefully just like looking down the road is just being able to go on the road and get those key wins at places that we need to win, and at home is always an important thing just to prove your floor and that it's that you're to win at your house and not drop any easy games. Because, I mean, with the way the season always goes towards the end of the year, especially in our conference, it's a very tight-knit race until the very end, and you got to not have any kind of just like small minor mistakes on your record there, or else it'll kind of hurt you.
So how do you stay focused? How does the team stay focused going into the final stretch of NCAC games and eventually into the tournament?
Well, I mean, coming off these few wins, we got to really take the time to look at what we're doing right and keep those kind of techniques and keep that mindset going as we kind of play, as competition gets tougher, because, I mean, towards the end of the season, teams always play harder and it's always more on the line. And we just got to kind of then look at some of our mistakes and realize that, hey, we can't, this stuff isn't going to work for us in the end. It's really going to probably come back and hurt us, and hopefully that we can kind of remain positive about what we're doing and make sure the younger guys and even the older guys stay kind of positive about like our end goals, which is obviously always tournament play and championship type games in our own conference tournament and nationally.
All right, so Clayton, my final question. The Patriots, the Ravens, the 49ers, and the Giants. Uh-huh. Who do you like right now in the NFL playoffs?
I probably like the Patriots the most, just because I could probably say I'm just a Tom Brady fan. I love good play back there. He puts on quite the show.
All right, Clayton. Thanks a lot for your time. It's been a pleasure here. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me and the Tiger Sports Nation.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so this is Trevor Grandy signing off for this week's edition of Tiger Sports Extra. This has been an interview with senior basketball player Clayton Black, and next week, tune in as we talk to senior diver Gus Athenbrink. But for now, so long.